Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Heath Hembree. And yes, fans, it is the same Heath Hembree, except I'm looking at him wearing a Red Sox uniform. So how are you doing?
It's good, good. Everything's going well so far.
All right, so it's been a little up and down, but when you've been up, things have gone well for you. And this last time coming up to the Red Sox, life in Boston, what is it like?
I mean, it's baseball is a religion in Boston. I mean, it's a great place to play. I mean, being able to go to Fenway Park every day and put on the uniform, that's pretty special.
What do you think of the trade when you went over to Boston?
When it happened, I was disappointed to leave a lot of good friends that I made over here with the Giants behind, but I was excited about the opportunity with the Red Sox, and when I got over there, they welcomed me, and it was a fairly easy transition, and it's been good.
Well, you pitched well with the Giants. Remember, you came up and had a couple of good stints with the Giants. So now you're here at AT&T Park. The Giants are here. Where are all your friends? Are you talking to people in the other clubhouse?
Yeah, Contos is a good buddy of mine, so I caught up with him a little bit. So, no, it's just good to be able to come back, and it feels a little bit different. I haven't been here in a while, but being over on the other side is a little odd. But it's fun. It's good. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, it's funny. As I said earlier, we had Joey Biagini on a couple of weeks ago, the Rule 5 pick of the Blue Jays, and I said, what's it going to be like when you have to face Duffy or someone like that who you were talking to in Richmond a couple of years ago? What about you, having to face one of your buddies on the Giants?
I mean, even though once when we go out there for the game, I mean, they're your enemy. So, I mean, it was good when I was here to get to play with them, but, I mean, we're here trying to win ball games, so we're going out there to try to execute pitches and get outs.
Yeah, no smiles back and forth once you're on the mound.
No, not at all.
All right. Tell the fans where you grew up again, a little bit about your background so they recall all that.
Yeah, Calpin, South Carolina, really small town. Made my way out and got drafted by the Giants in 2010 out of College of Charleston. And then worked my way to the minors with the Giants and the trade, and now I'm here.
What's it like growing up in a little town like that? What do you do? What do you do in the evenings? What do you do on the weekends?
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of knows each other, so that makes it easy, but the city's not far away. There's stuff to do, so we take a 20-minute drive to the city, and we can get in some trouble there.
Okay. Heath Hembree with us. Very nice to see him. Pitching at Fenway. Now, what's that like? Here you got Triples Alley. You get it out there, you know, you can catch it. Triples Alley is one thing. The wall in Fenway is another.
Yeah, it's definitely, it can be good and it can be bad. It can keep some homers in, but then it can give some homers away. So, but, I mean, still, it's just execute pitches. I mean, no matter where you are, what park you're in, you still just try to go out there and execute and go about your game plan.
So in Fenway, though, for a righty, I'm just curious. I mean, away so they can't pull it or jam them, what do you do?
It's just kind of back and forth. Pitching is kind of like a cat and mouse game. So, I mean, you go in, you go away. I mean, it's just kind of we go over our scouting reports for the game, and we kind of see what best suits each guy of how we want to pitch somebody. So we kind of try to take that out the mound in my own game plan and just try to execute.
You still throwing hard? I mean, you were one of the hardest throwers when you were with the Giants.
Yeah, I can still get it up there a little bit, but I feel like I've matured a little bit the past couple of years, so I understand how to pitch a little bit better now.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we talk to Hunter Strickland all the time, who just let, and you know him, he just lets it fly, yeah. 97, 98, but you got to get that secondary stuff, and you went through that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a learning process, and I feel like there's definitely a learning process in the minors, but when you get to the big leagues, you kind of have to start over and learn over again. And so getting my little bit of time that I've had in the big leagues up and down the last couple of years, I've kind of got to learn of how it is to pitch in the big leagues and what I need to do to be successful. And so right now I'm just trying to prepare myself to be able to do what I can when I go out.
Yeah, Heath Hembree with us, a good part of the Boston Red Sox bullpen. What's it like being in Boston, the city of Boston?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a great city to be a part of. It's like I said, baseball is a religion there. I mean, they love the Red Sox, and so it's good to have the support. Every night we go out and pack the stadium, so it's definitely a fun place to play.
It's a small ballpark in the sense the fans are very close. You get to hear the fans at all, and when you're on the hill, do you get to hear them?
Yeah, you definitely can. You can hear a lot of cheers. You can hear some boos, too. I mean, they expect us to perform over there. So, I mean, it's all good. They get the best out of us over there. So, yeah, but like I said, I mean, there's a lot of history in that ballpark, and it's just... I'm fortunate enough to be with a great organization over here with the Red Sox and be able to go up and put the Red Sox uniform on.
You know, I was thinking about as we wrap it up with Heath Hembree pitching in the American League East. It's like a video game. I mean, you know, with all these hitters coming up and these little ballparks, my God, you know, when you get on the mound, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough pitching the American League East. I mean, I forgot when we came over here that our pitchers were hitting. So, I mean, it was like, well, we got the pitcher in the lineup now. But, being over there, I guess you take the pitcher of the lineup and put somebody like Big Poppy in there. It turns the lineup around differently. So it's definitely tough. But it's a good challenge.
All right. Nice to see you. Congratulations. A former Giant. And we saw you, a lot of you, in spring training. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Heath Hembree. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.